Here's dummy.
You big dummy. You big dummy. See what you did?
Oh, no, you big dummy.
You dummy.
Yeah. That's right. It's time for You Big Dummy. Dummy. This is when we read real news stories of real people doing real dumb stuff. And then we vote on them. And you can be a reader as well. We have a listener reader this morning, and you can do it as well. You can just find a link to a funny dummy story online. Send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. We'll hook you up. And not only will you read it on the air, but you'll get some Lou Malnati pizza as well. Dummy number one, dummy number one, dummy number one. And by the way, along with this dummy, we have a picture on our Facebook page. If you'd like to see the picture, we have a picture that accompanies this story on our Facebook page, facebook.com/Nick D Show. A truck driver in England has been ticketed for making his lunch on his truck's fuel tank while double parked on the shoulder of the highway. Police shared a photo of the tomatoes and onions on the fuel tank the driver was going to use in his salad while on the side of the highway near the city of St. Albans. The shoulder of the highway is probably not the best place to start preparing your dinner, the law enforcement group wrote. An officer told the BBC that the driver was issued a fine. Despite the infraction, many commenters on the post commended the driver for his healthy eating choices.
And for every dummy, there's a dummy. One dummy ain't enough in this house. You got to bring home super dummy.
Okay. Well, that's our first dummy. We got four more dummies to go, so keep your ears peeled, and we got a vote coming up a little bit later on. We got a break here for weather and for traffic. Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower. It's Friday. That means we have our regular features. You big dummy! Continues now. Dummy number two, dummy number two, dummy number two. A man's desire to save on pharmacy goods led to his arrest. Key West police detectives arrested the suspect after he used a store rewards card which tipped authorities to his whereabouts. The Cobb County Sheriff's Office contacted Key West police saying 37-year-old Jamal Seymour was possibly in Key West and was wanted on a number of counts. Shortly after, Seymour used his rewards card at a CVS pharmacy. Because his name was flagged, police were notified along with the address of the location. Detectives spotted Seymour that night and approached him. Police said the man took off running, but they caught him a short time later.
Well, if you and Rollo are going to be in the movie, I got the perfect name for it. Super Dummies. There's something for you right here. Want it. Dummy.
Dummy number three, dummy number three, dummy number three. Dummy number three is our reader. Jeff is our reader for being our Jeff. For being our Jeff. Yes, for being our Jeff. For being our reader, Jeff gets Lou Malnati's gift certificate. Lou Malnati's is the home of Chicago's best deep dish pizza. Find one of their 40-plus Chicagoland locations or order online at loumalnatis.com. Take it away, Jeff.
This is Jeff for You Big Dummy. A robber in Virginia ruined his own getaway, first by breaking his leg in a jump off a balcony, and then by calling the authorities to help him. Police say the accused will be charged with burglary for robbing an apartment on Wednesday and then jumping off the second-story balcony after the owner returned home. A Fairfax County police officer said the robber left tracks in the snow when he jumped. officers were following the snow trail when they received a 911 call from a man in the vicinity saying he'd broken his leg. Responding officers matched the identity of the caller to the burglary suspect. Police say the man will be charged after his release from the hospital. And now back to you, Nick.
Won't be long before we'll hear the pitter-patter of tiny dummies around the house. I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y, period.
Dummy number four, dummy number four, dummy number four. Okay, I have to say that I've seen this video, and we have the audio, right, Dan? I've seen it's pretty special. This is pretty special. So I've seen the video, and we're going to play the audio from that video. Here we go. A soccer player might have had a Freudian slip when he thanked his wife and then his girlfriend in a post-game interview. Mohamed Anas is a player for the Free State Stars. The team had just finished a 2-2 draw in the game. He scored both goals, and this earned him Player of the Game honors. During his post-game interview, he said, "Firstly, I appreciate my fans, my wife, and my girlfriend." The 22-year-old then gave a double take to the camera before correcting himself. "I mean my wife. Yeah, sorry to say, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, my wife." All right, you got to hear this. There it is.
"Thank you very much for this, for giving me this. And I appreciate my fans also. My wife and my girlfriend. I mean my wife. Yeah, sorry to say. I'm so sorry, my wife. Listen, I love you so much. Aya, I love you so much from my heart." Ne?
Dummy. La dee dee, hey la dee dum, is dummy. Just Donna and me, and the dummy makes three.
Dummy number five, dummy number five, five dummies. A man transporting five baby alligators in an open box in a taxi cab has been arrested. The taxi driver, Frank Folsom, said he learned his passenger was transporting the alligators when they escaped from an open cardboard box in the backseat of his cab. He said one of the alligators latched onto his sleeve during the encounter. "He got my shirt," Folsom told CentralMaine.com. "I said, he's trying to eat me." "These don't belong in Maine," Augusta officer Nicholas Sterling told The Sun. "I know the movie Lake Placid says otherwise, but these things don't." Oh, man, but these things don't belong in Maine. The man was issued a summons for importing or possessing wildlife without a permit. The baby alligators were seized and taken to the Department of Inland Fisheries and Wildlife Facility.
Have you ever seen him act?
I've been watching him act all his life. Like a dummy. I mean, I didn't know you were interested in gardening.
Why not?
Well, up to now, the only thing you've grown is dumber and dumber.
All right. We have to vote. All right, let's see. Here's what we're choosing from here. The dummy who tried to make his lunch on his truck's diesel engine. And it did. I looked at the picture. It did look like a healthy lunch. The dummy fugitive who got arrested because his CVS card gave him the police location. The dummy who broke his leg while jumping from a balcony and then called the cops for help. The dummy who thanked his wife, then his girlfriend, during his post-game interview. And the dummy who transported baby alligators in an open box in a cab. "He's trying to eat me." Okay, Dan?
Alligators in a cab.
Alligators in a cab. Okay. And, well, I guess Vic's in the newsroom doing his job, so we won't hear from Vic. Esmeralda?
I do like the guy cooking his food. Yeah. So why is that so bad?
Well, this coming from the person who would eat roadkill.
Yeah, but you know, like, don't they show those where it's like, oh, you're intrepid. You know how to cook things on an engine block.
I'm just surprised his name wasn't MacGyver.
Yeah, right? Yeah. But alligators. They're alligators.
Yeah, the alligators transporting the bee. I think it's going to be, that wins anyway, but I'm voting for the alligators as well. Although, I got to tell you, the guy thanking his wife and his girlfriend is pretty priceless. And if you see the video, Dan, the look on that dude's face when that comes out of his mouth, it's pretty special.
Yeah, he knows.
He knows. Oh, yeah, he knows. He knows he's going to be sleeping in the doghouse when he gets home. All right. Well, there you go. We got a break. When we come back, we got the news. And then, I have a live read. I'm sorry, Dan. Didn't even realize that. I'm an idiot. All right. Anyway, we got the news coming up. And then straight out of context, Nick D Show Spies and You Big Dummy. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck. Because Ice Cube is crazy as F-bomb.
Context.
What's up? Tell him where you're from.
Straight out of context.
Yeah, that's right. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. It is a Friday morning. Fly Jams Friday. Coming up, 312-981-7200 is the phone number. I'm your overnight dude here till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5. Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. You can also check us out at facebook.com/Nick D Show. And you heard, it's time for Straight Out of Context. This is when you, the listener, listen 24/7 to this station. And whenever anybody at any time says something that you can pull out of context and it sounds dirty and it makes you giggle like a 9-year-old, jot down the time, who said it, and when, day, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. So here we go. We ready, Dan?
Yes, Barbara heard this one of Wendy Snyder.
How much do you charge for 10 minutes?
Okay.
Johnsburg AJ submitted this one of Andrea Darlis.
At least you get it all in.
Wow. Wow. All right.
Ethel and Martin emailed this one of you.
Peter Boners. I heard Esmeralda laugh through two closed doors and a soundproof glass booth. I heard her laugh through that whole thing.
Oh, that was good.
That's a real dude. It's a real guy. Look him up. With a Z. He was on Bob Newhart's show, and he directed lots of sitcoms. Peter Boners. All right.
Maybe not at work. this next grouping was sent to us by Ken in Milwaukee. It features our own Esmeralda Leon and Hannah Stanley.
They really pull on that stuff, like an 1800s corset.
And then they put you on your back?
Mm-hmm. You are a tight little dumpling.
There is a part of it where you go, oh, that really, it feels good.
I'm thinking this is the same thing where you're like, wait, what's going on? Ooh, and then you go, oh.
What the hell? What the hell's going on? You guys, it's the middle of the night, you're filling in for Boobla. What happened?
Yes. We were talking about adult swaddling.
Oh, boy.
It's a big thing in Japan. It's very relaxing.
Oh, really? It's big in Japan. Something strange is big in Japan. Okay.
Another one from Esmeralda, from Matthew.
Just shoves it all in there.
Yeah. Wow. I don't even remember what we were talking. It sounded like me. It was on my show?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't remember what we were talking about.
And another one of Esmeralda, from Cassie and Antioch.
Jeez.
I got there, eventually.
Good for you, Esmeralda. I'm happy for you. that was a good one. I got to say, that might be one of my favorites. All right.
Brian heard this one of Mark Carmen.
Do you want me to do that for you, John? Because I'm uncomfortable doing that.
Oh. Was that Williams asking him to do something sick?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Tom submitted this one of Kevin Powell.
I'd eat it.
Yeah, of course he would. Was there any doubt? Oh, I miss K-Paul. All right.
Our own Mike Jacobson emailed this one of Dave Bennett.
Remember my ding-a-ling?
The key to why that works so well is because it's Ennett. That's the main reason. They were clearly discussing Chuck Berry. Oh, that's good. That's good. Oh, Dave, I love him. All right.
Scott and Steve sent in this one of Anna DeVlantes.
That's an exciting moment because you didn't get to pull it out at all this entire season.
was she talking to Roe?
She's actually talking to Martyr.
Oh, yeah, actually to Rob. Okay. Yeah. I'd like to dispute that fact. all right.
Steve also heard this one of Justin Kaufman.
Well, I enjoyed watching the videos of you guys in action.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mark submitted this exchange between you and Esmeralda.
Uh-oh. Kiss it for good luck.
How many people have been kissing?
Well, that's
that
the other
thing.
Blech. It's very hard to kiss. You got to like bend and.
No, thank
you. It's not a very easy thing to do. I swear to you, I don't know about you, Esmeralda, but that didn't even occur to me. We were talking about the Blarney Stone.
Yeah, I didn't. You know what? I try not to think about it.
Sometimes you can't help but like as soon as it comes out of your mouth, you're like, well, that's it. It's going to be on the show.
Yeah.
I didn't even think during that entire conversation about the Blarney Stone, I swear to you, I didn't even think that, but that was filthy. All right.
Amanda in Michigan emailed this one of Wendy.
I was too busy looking at her boobs.
All right.
Wow. Jeez. Who was she talking about?
Linda Carter.
Oh, all right. Okay, I can understand that. Me too. All right.
Wild Bill sent in this one of Judy Pilak.
That snake goes up my pant leg. I'm done.
Okay.
A texter heard this one of you.
Sting dorks. Okay.
I wasn't sure about that one.
Yeah.
Another one of you from Eric.
You just keep making it harder and harder. Jeez. All right.
Eric also emailed this exchange between Steve Cochran and Andrea Darlis.
Were you good?
I was good.
Okay.
Ken in Milwaukee sent in this one of Rokon.
You want other people touching your equipment?
I understand that. All right.
Jesse's responsible for the next couple ones. First up, Steve Cochran.
I just gave Sandberg something she wasn't expecting.
Go to HR, Sandberg. Okay.
Speaking of Mary Sandberg Boyle.
I'm going to do me first.
All right.
And then Esmeralda.
You go like 12 hours with that sucker.
But eventually you get there, right, Esmeralda?
It's a while, but yeah.
All right.
And then Andrea.
That. I was sucking at first.
Oh, no. All right.
And then more Andrea.
Are you going to tease me and say no?
Jeez. What is going on in this morning show
Andrea
thing?
Andrea caught the blue flu this week.
Man.
And Bill left.
I'm going to show you, Steve, and you're going to get very excited.
Mike called in this one of you.
I would love to palooza those guys. He actually called. He felt that he had to urgently call. All right.
We'll take him anyway.
Yeah.
Scott, and finally, Scott from Maui heard this one of Esmeralda.
Just beat it. He's there from Maui?
Yeah, how about that?
Dang.
Oh. Very good. All right. Well, there it is. We got a break here. We got weather. We got traffic. And we got some spies, right?
Yes, we do.
All right. Nick D Show Spies comes up next. That's when you listen 24/7. Whenever anybody at any time mentions me or the show in any capacity, jot it all down. Send it to nickdshow@gmail.com or call evidently. It's another way.
Spies.
Hey!
Someone took your plans away. So, what's all of us? There ain't nobody.
Spies.
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 Like us.
Yeah. That's right. Hey, welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Hey, oh, we have a Blackhawks Express this morning as well from a pretty crazy game that ended in what I hate, the shootout. But we've got a Blackhawks Express coming up, and Fly Jams Friday shall commence in just a couple of minutes. But this is Nick D's show, Spies. This is when you listen 24-7, and whenever anybody mentions me or the show in any capacity, you spy, jot it down, send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Okay, Dan.
Spies this week are Wild Bill, Peter Indicator, and Amy. Our first clip, as we mentioned earlier, Esmeralda and Hannah Stanley were filling in for Matt Bubala, and they were talking about this thing that was making its round on the internet about people who dunk their pizza in milk.
What?
And, yes. Whenever we talk about milk,
I
we
know.
Have to talk about you.
But it's so wrong on so many levels.
Well, now think of it. You
I
usually,
am thinking
you usually,
about it too much.
No, but you usually have a drink with
Nobody
pizza.
Nobody has milk with their pizza.
Oh, come
DiGilio
on, they
does.
Do. Yes.
Okay.
Nick
I know some kids who
well,
have had,
kids.
Who drink milk.
I like that his thing
with
is kids.
Pizza.
And then you reference
I know
Nick.
Some kids.
No, I know okay. some kids.
No, my friend growing up did not like soda. She didn't like the carbonation.
Mm-hmm.
Always had milk with her pizza. She had
See?
Milk with everything. I thought even when I was like 5 and 6 years old, I was like, that's really odd.
So does Nick. Nick DiGilio loves milk.
Yeah, that's
he
right.
He milk with his dinner.
That's right. But I don't dunk my pizza into milk.
Yeah, but if you... Do you chew some pizza and then drink milk?
Well, you know, normally I don't usually drink something when there's something in my mouth that I'm chewing. Now, well, there we go. Friday. That'll be in next Friday. Thank Dan, you got your work cut out for you already. Yeah, I have, but not on a regular basis, and I'm not going to dunk it.
Well, it's not that far off, though.
I beg to differ. Although milk is a dairy product like cheese.
Right? That I was kind of making that, but it's a little weird.
I think Esmeralda's direct quote from the clip was, it all ends up in the same place.
Yeah, that's true.
It does.
That's true. Well, that's true. All right, what's next?
This next one is of Mike Steven and Andy Herman.
Oh, boy.
Groham and the Count. One of our promos played during their show, which was kind
That's
of,
odd.
Yeah, and they reacted to it.
It's an interesting week at the box office between the new version of Beauty and the Beast and the horror movies Raw and the Belko Experiment. We'll talk about those and get a final recap of the South by Southwest Film Festival on the Monday morning movie reviews beginning at 2:15 a.m.
Nick DiGilio on 720 WGN.
All right, now a couple things here. So first of all, Bill Curtis. Love the Bill Curtis. Love some Bill Curtis. I think Bill Curtis, we need to have him do a Outside the Loop with Mike Steven or something like that, right? You've got his direct line. Can we get a...
Actually, I think I do have his direct line.
Oh, good. Okay, good. Just kidding. Secondly, Nick's on tomorrow night, right?
Right.
Yeah, technically.
Sunday night well, in the
Monday morning.
Morning. Yes.
Right. When I filled in on that shift, it's very confusing to know what day it
mm-hmm.
is. So he's not on tonight.
Right.
He'll be on tomorrow.
Correct.
Important programming note. I just want to be accurate for the people, Andy. Yeah. So we love Nick D. Love Nick D.
That's really, you know, when I think Mike Steven, I think accuracy. I have to say that. By the way, I agree, and you know this, Andy, or Andy. I just called you Andy, Dan.
That's fine.
And you know this, Dan, that I was so thrilled to hear Bill Curtis say my name. I just was beside myself the first time I heard him do the tag. I think of Anchorman every time. Okay.
All right, our final one. This is a quick one featuring Dave Plyer. So last Thursday, we were singing the praises of Oliver Platt, and in a cool build of symmetry, Dave was actually interviewing Oliver Platt 2 days later on his show.
Oh.
Nick was talking about, Dan Seger was telling me, Nick was talking about Oliver Platt on Thursday's show, that, you know, he just loves Oliver as, mm-hmm. as an actor and so forth. So we've got him on talking about his role on Chicago Med playing a psychiatrist.
Well, there you go. Oliver Platt rules.
For a second, I thought it was going to be, and he told Oliver Platt that Nick DiGilio.
Hey, like, Nick DiGilio likes you. Who? He's Canadian. Oliver Platt, Canadian. He's on the Saga signs that welcome you to Canada.
Is Should it we... just a Photoshop picture of all of them together as if it was a group shot?
As if he's with Saga. They're all on stage.
I'd imagine there's a photo of him introducing them at a festival.
Oliver Platt introducing Saga at a festival. I like it.